Area leaders are one step closer to deciding whether to open an extra lane on I-485 in South Charlotte. WFAE's Duncan McFadden reports.
There's an extra line of pavement on both sides of the newly widened section of I-485 between I-77 and Ray Road. The State Department of Transportation opened the highway in December, nearly 2 years ahead of schedule. The plan had been to keep those lanes closed until the next section of widening is complete, at least 4 years from now. But many people have complained that it's silly not to use the extra lanes until then.
It's often said that no good deed goes unpunished. This project was delivered 23 months ahead of schedule.
That's DOT engineer Lewis Mitchell speaking last night to the Regional Transportation Planning Board. The 32-member group will make the call on whether to keep the lanes closed, open them as carpool lanes, or open them to general traffic. Mitchell says opening the lanes without any restrictions would likely bump down future I-85 projects on the DOT's priority list. That's because the extra lanes are supposed to become high-occupancy toll lanes when the project is finished, and planners factored in toll revenue for funding future projects. Matthews Mayor James Taylor asked if the lanes could be temporarily opened as general purpose and then turned into hot lanes later. No, says Charlotte City Councilwoman Vi Lyles and Huntersville Town Commissioner Sarah McCauley.
It is a ruling that they've made at the federal level that applies across the country, so it was no exception.
So there's no latitude at all.
There is no, it would be an act of Congress exactly to change it. And we know how that works.
None of the commissioners really seemed interested in going that route, though. DOT engineer Mitchell says carpool lanes could open in August. The Transportation Planning Organization's technical committee, which includes municipal planners, will review the options and make a recommendation to the board next month. For WFAE News, I'm Duncan McFadden in Charlotte.